In this lecture, we shall look specifically at the provisions of Section 39A of Inheritance Tax Act of 1984. Section 39A affects the way that business and agricultural property relief is allocated in the death estate. BPR or APR will be allocated in one of two ways. If business or agricultural property is given by specific gift, then any BPR or APR attaches to the specific gift. This means that the value of the gift for IHT purposes is reduced by the appropriate amount of business or agricultural property relief. For example, if an individual dies and leaves shares in an unquoted trading company to his son by specific gift, the IHT value of that specific gift is likely to be reduced to zero by the allocation of 100% BPR. However, if business or agricultural property is given by residuary legacy, i.e. it is left to devolve with the residue of the estate, then Section 39A is likely to apply to spread the APR or BPR between the residue and any specific gifts. We shall look at how this works in the next few pages. For the spreading provisions of Section 39A to apply, the will must do three things. Firstly, there must be one or more specific gifts of non-agricultural or non-business property. These gifts could either be chargeable or exempt. By non-agricultural or non-business property, we mean specific gifts of assets such as cash, quoted shares, or private residences, etc. Assets which do not qualify for APR or BPR. Secondly, some part of the death estate must be exempt from inheritance tax. This means that either one or more of the specific gifts must be to a spouse or charity, or some part of the residue of the estate must be left to an exempt beneficiary. Finally, the residue of the estate must contain property qualifying for business or agricultural property relief. If these three criteria apply to the death estate, the provisions of Section 39A must be considered. As we have mentioned, where Section 39A applies, any APR or BPR available on assets in the residue of the estate is partially allocated against the value of any specific gifts. We shall look at how we spread the APR or BPR on the next page. The effect of the spreading provisions is to reduce the IHT value of the specific gifts within the estate. If the specific gift in question is exempt from inheritance tax, i.e. assets are being left by specific gift to a spouse or charity, the effect of the spreading provisions is to allocate APR or BPR to an already exempt legacy, thereby wasting either the relief or the exemption. If this is the case, the effect of Section 39A will be to increase the overall IHT liability on the estate. Note that Section 39A only allocates APR or BPR to specific gifts of non-business or non-agricultural property. If the will leaves a specific gift of agricultural or business property, the APR or BPR attaches to that specific gift and it is disregarded for spreading purposes. To work out how much of the APR or BPR in the residue is allocated to the specific gift, we use the spreading fraction in Section 39A. Section 39A subsection 3 tells us that the value of a specific gift for IHT purposes shall be taken to be an appropriate fraction of its actual value. The appropriate fraction should now have appeared on your screen. At first glance, this looks horribly complicated, so it is worth going through each of the four variables within the fraction. We will start with the bottom half of the fraction. On the left-hand side, we have the total value of the estate before any APR or BPR has been deducted. This is simply the gross estate, i.e. the value of all the assets in the estate minus any appropriate liabilities. From this, we deduct any specific gifts of agricultural or business property before the deduction of any APR or BPR. Therefore, if the will leaves agricultural or business property entirely within the residue of the estate, as there are no specific gifts of such property, this figure will be zero. We turn now to the top half of the fraction, starting with the figure on the left-hand side. Here you will find the total value of the estate, net of any agricultural or business property relief. This is simply the figure on the bottom left of the fraction, less any APR or BPR. Finally, in the top right of the fraction, you will find specific gifts of agricultural or business property, net of any appropriate APR or BPR. Once again, this will often be nil, either because there are no specific gifts of agricultural or business property, or because any such specific gifts are wiped out by 100% APR or BPR. This fraction does look rather daunting at first sight, but it will become more familiar as you do some practice examples. The effect of Section 39A is to allocate some BPR or APR from the residue of the estate against the specific gift. Here you will see that the IHT value of a gift is the actual value of the gift less any APR or BPR. The IHT value obtained by applying the spreading fraction is essentially the net value of the specific gift after APR or BPR has been allocated. This is what Section 39A, subsection 3 means by an appropriate fraction of its value. Hopefully, the provisions of Section 39A will start to make some sense once we have run through a numerical example. A taxpayer died in October 2010, having made no lifetime gifts. In his will, the deceased made a specific legacy of £500,000 in cash to his wife. The residue of the estate was left to his son. The residue consisted of quoted shares worth £400,000 and a business worth £300,000. The business qualified for 100% BPR. Therefore, £300,000 of BPR is currently in the residue of the estate. Note here that there are no specific gifts of agricultural or business property. Whenever you see business property in the residue of an estate, you should always think about whether Section 39A will apply. In this situation, we do have a specific gift. This is the £500,000 cash left to the wife. We have something in the estate that is exempt from IHT. Again, this is the gift to the wife. Finally, we have business property in the residue of the estate. As we have all three relevant variables, Section 39A will apply. Therefore, some of the BPR in the residue of the estate will be allocated against the specific gift. In any Section 39A situation, the first thing to do is to make a tabular summary of the estate. Here we simply take the gross value of all the assets in the estate and deduct any relevant APR or BPR. The deceased died leaving cash of £500,000 in the estate. This clearly does not qualify for any APR or BPR, so the gross and net amounts are the same. This also applies to the £400,000 worth of quoted shares. The business qualifies for £300,000 of business property relief, so the net amount, i.e. after BPR, is reduced to zero. In summary, we have a gross estate of £1.2 million, which, after deducting BPR, leaves a net estate of £900,000. The whole point of Section 39A is to allocate BPR against the specific gift, which in this instance is the £500,000 left to the wife. The IHT value of the specific gift is the £500,000 multiplied by the spreading fraction in Section 39A. Let us deal with the bottom of the fraction first. On the bottom left, we have the gross value of the estate, before any BPR or APR. From the table, you will see that this is £1.2 million. From this, we deduct any specific gifts of agricultural or business property before APR or BPR. As no business property was left by specific gift, this figure is zero. On the top of the fraction, we have the net value of the estate after any APR or BPR. Again, from the table, you will see that this figure is £900,000. From this, we deduct any specific gifts of agricultural or business property after APR and BPR. Again, as no business property was left by specific gift, this figure is zero. The spreading fraction is therefore 9 over 12. Under Section 39A, the inheritance tax value of the specific gift is reduced to £375,000. What this means is that £125,000 of the BPR in the residue has been spread and allocated against the gift of £500,000, thereby reducing its IHT value to £375,000. As this is a gift to a spouse, this £375,000 is exempt from inheritance tax. The effect of Section 39A in this instance has therefore been to waste £125,000 worth of business property relief. The final step is to calculate the inheritance tax due. The gross estate before APR or BPR is £1.2 million. BPR is £300,000, reducing the net estate to £900,000. From this, we deduct any exempt legacies. The £500,000 gift to the spouse has been reduced by BPR, such that the IHT value is £375,000. This leaves us with a chargeable estate of £525,000. This figure of £375,000 was obtained via the Section 39A spreading fraction. The nil band is available in full, leaving a taxable estate of £200,000. This is charged to inheritance tax at 40%. As we saw in the previous example, the effect of Section 39A can be to allocate BPR to an already exempt legacy, thereby increasing the amount of the chargeable estate and increasing the inheritance tax due. It is therefore sensible tax planning to draft a will in such a way that Section 39A does not have this effect. However, if a will is drafted such that Section 39A applies, all is not lost, as the situation can be rectified after death by the prudent use of a deed of variation. Remember that if business property passes by specific gift, BPR attaches to that gift, and the spreading rules do not apply. Therefore, in this instance, the will can be varied such that the business, which was previously in the residue of the estate, is instead left by specific gift to the son. From the previous example, the will left a cash legacy to the spouse and the residue of the estate to the son. The residue of the estate included quoted shares and a business carrying 100% business property relief. A deed of variation should therefore be entered into within 2 years, including a statement under Section 142. In the deed of variation, the will is altered such that the business now passes by specific gift to the son, rather than within the residue. As Section 142 makes the variation effective for inheritance tax, BPR will now attach to the specific gift and will not be partially spread against the exempt gift to the wife as it was previously under Section 39A. Under this new arrangement, Section 39A will not apply, as there is no longer any business property relief in the residue of the estate. The effect of the variation will be to allocate all of the BPR to the chargeable legacy. Therefore, the IHT value of the exempt legacy will be £500,000 and the chargeable estate will be lower. If the deed of variation is entered into after the inheritance tax has been paid, an IHT repayment will be made to the executors. There is an interaction between Section 39A and the single grossing provisions covered in an earlier lecture. By way of an example, let us take a will which leaves a variety of specific and residuary legacies. The will leaves a cash legacy of £400,000 to the son, together with shares in an unquoted trading company worth £50,000. The residue of the estate is left wholly to the wife. The residue includes a farm worth £250,000 and a private residence worth £200,000. We are told that the farm qualifies for £100,000 of agricultural property relief. This will be 50% of its agricultural value. As the unquoted shares are left to the son by specific gift, the BPR of £50,000 attaches to that gift. The IHT value of the gift of unquoted shares is therefore reduced to zero. However, as there is agricultural property in the residue of the estate, we must consider whether Section 39A applies. Section 39A will apply to spread the APR if there is a specific gift of non-business property, if something in the estate is exempt, and there is business or agricultural property in the residue. All three apply here, therefore Section 39A will take effect. What we will do, therefore, is to allocate some of the £100,000 of APR against the cash legacy of £400,000 to the son. Note that Section 39A does not necessarily allocate APR or BPR against an exempt legacy. In this instance, APR is being taken from the residue and allocated to a chargeable legacy. The other thing to note here is that where a will leaves a tax-free specific gift and a wholly exempt residue, we must calculate the inheritance tax at the grossed-up rate of 40 over 60. This is because the son will receive the cash gift free of tax, with any tax on the gift being payable out of the residue of the estate. Where Section 39A applies in conjunction with single grossing, we must apply the Section 39A rules first. This will give us the IHT value of the cash gift to the son. Having arrived at the IHT value of the tax-free legacy, we can then move on and do a single grossing calculation. As always, whenever Section 39A applies, we prepare a tabular summary of the estate. All we have done here is summarize the gross value of all of the assets in the estate and deducted APR or BPR where appropriate. Here you will see that the shares qualify for 100% BPR, and the farm qualifies for £100,000 worth of APR. The gross value of the estate is therefore £900,000, which, after APR and BPR, gives us a net value of £750,000. This table helps us to calculate the IHT value of the specific gift to the son. The gift to the son before APR is £400,000. We multiply this by the spreading fraction in Section 39A. We will start with the bottom half of the fraction. The figure on the bottom left is the gross value of the estate before APR or BPR. This is £900,000. From this, we deduct the value of any specific gifts of agricultural or business property before APR or BPR. The shares were a specific gift of business property, so this figure is £50,000. On the top left of the fraction, we have the net value of the estate after APR or BPR. This figure from the table is £750,000. Finally, on the top right of the fraction, we have any specific gifts of agricultural or business property after APR or BPR. The only specific gift of business property was the gift of shares. The shares are covered by 100% BPR, so their IHT value is zero. The Section 39A spreading fraction is 75 over 85. This means that the IHT value of the specific gift to the son is reduced to £352,941. This reduced IHT value simply means that some of the APR from the residue of the estate has been allocated to the specific cash gift. In this instance, we have taken £47,059 of APR out of the residue and allocated it against the cash gift to the son. The final step is to calculate the inheritance tax. As we have a tax-free specific legacy, i.e. the cash gift to the son, and a wholly exempt residue, we calculate the tax using single grossing. The gross value of the estate is £900,000. This is distributed via two specific gifts and a gift of residue. The cash gift to the son is £400,000. Against this, we have allocated £47,059 of APR to give an IHT value of £352,941. This is the figure we ascertained by using the Section 39A spreading fraction. The unquoted shares were given by specific gift to the son and are wholly covered by BPR. Their IHT value is therefore zero. The residue of the estate totals £450,000. Against this, we allocated £52,941 of APR. This is the £100,000 of APR originally in the residue, less the amount that has been allocated against the cash gift. The IHT value of the residue is therefore £397,059. As the residue is left wholly to the spouse, this is fully exempt. The chargeable estate is therefore £352,941. The nil band is available in full, leaving a taxable estate of £27,941. As this is a single grossing situation, we calculate the IHT using the grossed up rate of 40 over 60, giving IHT due of £18,627. This is payable out of the residue of the estate and will therefore be effectively borne by the wife. This is quite a complex example, as it involves an interaction of two tricky technical rules, i.e. Section 39A and the single grossing provisions.